Welcome back. Unjani. Salut à tous. If there happen to be any French, you are not forgotten. And if there are any Shona speakers, kuri sei. Munofara here. So, welcome to our very first lesson titled Nouns. So my name is Mr. Ronald Takudzwa Sambona. I'm an educator and I would like to welcome you, passionate learners, educational enthusiasts. You are the cornerstone of our nation. You are the cornerstone of the struggle. You are important to our liberation. So, if you are writing this down, write nouns. Or if you just want to listen, it's okay. But for those who are writing the topic, it will be nouns. That's the topic we'll be looking at for today. So, the first question, obviously, that comes to mind is, what is a noun? And what does it do? So, a noun is basically any name of a person, a thing, an animal, a place, a town, a country, an idea, anything that is a name or that is named is called a noun. So under nouns, we have many different types of nouns. We will start with what we call the two types we call proper nouns and common nouns. Proper nouns, then the second one is called common nouns. So let's just start by looking at common nouns. Common nouns. So what we call common nouns are basically nouns as they are. There's nothing special to them. It's not any particular name of a well-known thing. It's just a name of something or a person or an animal or a thing in general. For example, someone could say a boy, girl, dog, hotel, road. These are just general names of things, places, animals, people. There's nothing special to them. There's no particular attention to what's the particular name of that girl or a boy or a hotel. So common nouns are just general names of people, things, animals, etc. As I have already stated. Okay, make sure you write that. Then moving on to the second type of nouns, we have what we call proper nouns. So proper nouns, unlike common nouns, are names of well-known, particularly known names of people, things, or animals. For example, whereby we're saying boy, girl, we no longer just say boy or a girl. We go on further and say, what's the name of that boy or a girl? Let's say, for example, if that girl is Tadiwa and that boy is Tanaka, automatically Tanaka and Tadiwa become proper noun because we know their exact names. We can actually separate Tadiwa and Tanaka from each other. So this no longer just boys and girls in general, but specific names of boys and girls. And for example, if I say Holiday Inn Hotel or Miko's Hotel or whatever hotel which you know that is a name, or Rainbow Towers Hotel, these are now specific names of hotels. It's now different from someone who just said, yesterday I went to a hotel. Totally different from someone who said, yesterday I went to the Holiday Inn Hotel. So we can't say hotel in the first sentence and hotel in the latter sentence are the same. Hotel in the former sentence, yesterday I went to a hotel, is what you are referring to as a common noun. Just the name of a hotel, of something in general, of a place in general, which is a hotel. But when we now say, yesterday I went to the Holiday Inn Hotel, is brought out in the latter sentence, you actually know where she was, which type of hotel, where it is the Holiday Inn Hotel. So this is Holiday Inn Hotel is now a proper noun. So you might be asking, what's the difference? Why does it matter? It matters because this will influence how you write these names or nouns in your compositions, your sentences, your everyday communication. Okay, common nouns generally, if they are not starting a sentence, common nouns generally are written without a capital letter. We don't put capital letters on common nouns when we are generally writing and if they are not starting a sentence. But proper nouns, whether they are starting a sentence or they are in the middle or at the end, they are always written with capital letters. For example, we don't write hotel the same way we write Holiday Inn Hotel. Hotel, we can just put a small letter if it is not starting a sentence. But Holiday Inn Hotel, we have to put capital letters on holiday. Capital letter on holiday and also inn and also hotel, because this is a name of a well-known or a particular hotel. So that's the difference. When you are writing, these are the errors that we usually come across as educators in the teaching profession. So make sure you rectify. If you are making those errors, you correct them. Common nouns, we don't put capital letters unless they are starting a sentence. But proper nouns, we always put capital letters. All right. Okay, that's about it on the two types of nouns. Just a recap. I said we have two types of nouns. Common nouns, which is just the general name of things, places, or animals. And then we have what we call proper nouns, which are exact names of particularly well-known, famous, popular names of people, places, buildings, roads, etc. Make sure you understood. If you have any questions, feel free to ask or reach out to me. I'll clearly give you more resources and explanations.